Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yep, we hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows, and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in to Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno. Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin Betts. Feel free to shout us out where you agree, where you disagree. All is welcome. Also at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. We got Frank and Matt behind the scenes producing the show. Sirius Channel 159 radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. Getting you ready for championship weekend in the NFL, AFC Championship, NFC Championship game for the right to play in the Super Bowl. We'll be previewing those two games. We'll also give a recap here of the divisional round with all the games in the books here. And we'll have less than a week before kickoff of championship week. But without further ado, my partner in crime for the next 2 hours, Mark Zeno. Mark, welcome in, man. How's the weekend going?
I mean, do you want me to start with my hatred of kickers and everything that they stand for and how they're the worst human beings on the planet? Do you want me to go through this diatribe now, or do you want to wait a little bit?
Because I didn't know if we should, maybe kind of bury the lead a little bit on the kickers there at the end. But I mean, if you want to get right into it, I guess you can sail this ship. I didn't know if you want to go off the field issues or you know, whatever's on your mind.
I will say that it's Drew, has not been a good weekend. I've taken a bad weekend in college basketball. You know, just when you thought you were seeing the board right and everything was going, I hit like 8 out of 10 and then nosedive. Four in a row wrong. Just didn't work out for me this weekend. So we got to hit a little bit of a pause, do a little bit of a reset. NFL also a little bumps in the road yesterday. We did cash our Baker Mayfield over 258 yards today, so that one worked. The Bills' money line obviously did not come in. Thank you very much, Tyler Bass, for existing.
There's a lot of wind involved, I'll tell you, Mark. I was on the under in the Bills and Chiefs game due to weather, at least in my projections, weather issues. But, of course, both offenses moved it pretty well. Particularly this Kansas City offense, guys. I got a stat for you here. Kansas City, the Chiefs, had 43 plays, offensive plays today. Actually, 47 full plays, but four of those were kneel downs, three at the end of the game and one right before halftime. So 43 plays, Mark Zeno, 21 first downs. And of course, they put up 27 points. And on top of that, you got to remember they fumbled into the end zone. It kind of could have been even more. So this Buffalo defense really struggled. We knew that they were banged up coming into it. I just thought that this Kansas City offense, man, it was pretty spectacular. And carrying it over to Baltimore, we're going to dive deep into that game for Sunday, January 28th. But, I mean, the game didn't end that long ago here, Mark. I guess – what is it all about the kicker for you? Are there other aspects that are kind of top of mind when you start looking at this Buffalo Bills side?
Oh, I mean, there are plenty. You know, look, this game boiled down to just a couple of mistakes and a couple of plays from the Buffalo Bills that didn't happen. I mean, Josh Allen played his ass off. There's nobody should say anything negative about Josh Allen. I mean, he absolutely played his tail off for all four quarters. there were at least three crucial drops I could think of, including Stephon Diggs, who had a ball go right through his hands that would have put the Bills in position for the go-ahead score closer than what they kicked that or attempted to kick that game-tying field goal on.
That was huge.
Yeah, you think? I mean, Josh Allen literally has a cannon for an arm. That ball hit different levels of the atmosphere. I think it moved some satellites up above the Earth's atmosphere. Just, you know, Josh Allen played his tail off. He played great. He played good enough to win. And once again, the Bills are going to lose it to the Chiefs in the playoffs. Once again, Josh Allen's going to play his tail off. And once again, by the time we get to quarterback rankings around next year and everything else, oh, Josh Allen can't get it done. Oh, Josh Allen turns the ball over too much. Oh, Josh Allen this. The dude played awesome, and we're all going to throw that out the window because an idiot kicker couldn't do his damn job.
I agree with you. I know you're, you know, a Josh Allen kind of, you know, proponent, and just doing the show with you, Mark, and you're right. Like, at times I've kind of been down on him, you know, this or that, some different. But that Stephon Diggs drop, guys, if you go back and watch that, if you missed it for whatever reason, I know. Yeah. Look, it's difficult. You know, I can remember playing the wide receiver in high school in my earlier years before playing quarterback. And when a ball is thrown that high and that far and it is up there, you got to go run under. It is difficult, guys. And the wind involved. Stephon Diggs makes that catch. This is a different ball game, Mark. To tell you the truth, they probably go in and score a touchdown and win the game. You know,
yes. I mean, it's just the reality of the situation. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, the fact of the matter is, there were enough mistakes by other people on the Bills, not named Josh Allen, that contributed to this thing not being what it was. And oh, by the way, I mean, listen, the Bills' defense was loaded with injuries, but they couldn't stop Kansas City at all. You know, a couple of times that they did, you know, they got enough stops to put their team in position to at least go tie the game, if not go ahead and win it. Yeah, I am heartbroken for Josh Allen. He deserves a better fate. He deserves a better, you know, sort of referendum on the level of quarterback that he is. And he plays big in the biggest moments, and he played his tail off tonight, and he did not deserve to lose that game at home. And now we'll start doing, well, the Bills will never get it done. They can't ever beat the Chiefs. I mean, again, yeah, they can. They just need a break to go their way, and they've never seemed to get them, and Kansas City always does.
Yeah, ball bounced Kansas City's way, I guess. And just the kind of being banged up on the defensive side for the Bills, not being able to stop them, ran through it. I mean, really just 43 plays, 21 first downs. That can't happen. I mean, at this point in the NFL playoffs, you got to play a little bit better defense is what it is. I'm looking towards the conference championships here. Of course, only two games this upcoming weekend. We only got three NFL games left, guys. So this is kind of a critical mass here coming to the end of the game. So we're going to dive deep into it, and you can see it there. Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens. That's going to kick us off on Sunday, NFL Conference Championship Sunday. We are seeing 45 is the total, -3 in the hook right off the rip here at FanDuel Sportsbook. So a little under money as it's ticking down to 44.5. We're going to dive deep and bring in the Baltimore weather as well. And then we'll have the nightcap, Championship Sunday, Detroit Lions, San Francisco 49ers. Split line here, guys. So early in the week, depending which side you like, probably going to want to get in on this nightcap sooner than later. If you like the San Francisco side, -6 in the hook is available out there. If you like the Detroit Lions side, +7 is available out there as well. So trying to be a smart bettor earlier in the week. Hey, you know you're going to be betting these games anyway. Might as well put the favorable number towards your side in your pocket, 51 being the total in that game, Mark. So hey, are you a big fan of betting Championship Sunday, man? Or do you kind of pump the brakes, less games, kind of hold off a little bit?
No, I mean, it depends. Like, I'm trying to search for a 3 right now with Baltimore, and I'm not seeing many of them out there. They went away. They evaporated. And I mean evaporated quickly. So we'll have to see if we can find one here. Both the numbers look right, though. I don't shoot either one of them.
Mark Zeno, Drew Martin, we're recapping all the games from this past weekend. On the other side, guys, stay with us.
Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno, breaking down the game, recapping actually the divisional round here. Sirius Channel 159 radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us at Mark Zeno's, where you can find Mark at Drew Martin Betts at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV on your social media. Recapping first game up here, guys. Saturday, January 20th, the first divisional round game. It was Houston, the Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. This was a 4:30 Eastern kick, and it was Ravens, particularly in the second half here, Mark. 34-10 was the final, so they win by, 24 points. They cover the 10 fairly easily. 44 was the total, so lands right on the number in terms of the closing total, guys. For some of the week, it was 44.5, 45, 45.5, and so on. So right on the number totals-wise here, Mark, side-wise, all Ravens. What'd you take away from Baltimore first game up on Saturday?
Lamar Jackson was not going to allow anybody to lose that game for him because he did it all himself. He ran when he needed to. He threw when he needed to. I mean, look, they were just a better team. Look, the Texans had a good run, right? Like, there's no reason to think that the Texans should be anything other than happy with the season that they've had. But they were going to be severely outclassed by a Ravens team that is just flat out better than they are. So the Ravens look locked and loaded. I keep telling all my Ravens fan friends who, as you know, I did work in Baltimore before coming to Atlanta and cover the Ravens. I keep telling them I don't really love the Ravens in this number one seed role. I think they're better as an underdog, but the fact that they're playing the Chiefs now sort of puts them back in the underdog role a little bit, just with a little bit better field position or a better home field advantage. So, yeah, I think the Ravens are the class of the NFL right now. I would power rate them over the 49ers after what I saw from the Niners this week against the Green Bay Packers, and it's going to be very tough for anybody to beat them.
Sure. Lamar Jackson, 16 of 22, 152 yards. So not like, you know, exploding in the passing yards. But to Mark's point there, guys, 11 carries for 100 yards. So going over or right at 100 yards rushing, over 150 yards passing. Zay Flowers led the way with four receptions for 41 yards. And looking at the Houston side of things, C.J. Stroud, 19 of 33, 175 yards for the rookie quarterback. Singletary, he led the way on the ground with just 9 carries, 22 yards. So it was tough going on the ground for the Texans against this good Ravens defense, number one scoring defense in the NFL as they move on. Nico Collins led the way for the Texans receiving here, 5 receptions, 68 yards, a long of 29. So that was the Ravens, 34-10, covering the 10. So double-digit favorite. And they win pretty easily. 17 points in the fourth quarter made it look a little bit, I guess, less competitive than it was for, you know, it was 10-10 at halftime, guys. But all Ravens in the second half as they move on and punch their ticket into Championship Sunday. We had the nightcap Saturday night. It was a pretty jam-packed Saturday night, at least for me, Mark. We had the UFC fights. We had the 49ers and the Packers, so it was a fun night on Saturday for sports bettors. And, hey, if you took the Packers plus the points, this one finished actually the only game where the spread mattered in divisional round play, 24-21. That was the 49ers on top at home. They did go off as the minus 10.5-point favorite, Mark, 51 being the total. So game stays under. 49ers win, however, Packers stay within the number. What'd you take away from this Packers and 49ers game, Mark?
I mean, the one game script I didn't put together was where the Packers defense really was going to have a good amount of success stopping the 49ers offense. And maybe Deebo Samuel going out had a whole lot to do with that and why the Niners only scored 24 points. But I talked all week long about how Green Bay getting to 20 was going to be a real challenge. How Green Bay getting to 23 was the real key thing about this thing going over, because I figured that the Niners were going to be in the range of 27 or 30. And so I just did not expect the Green Bay Packers defense to play that well, especially when they can't stop the run statistically. And that's the one thing that the Niners do better than most teams in the league is run the football.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey, 17 carries, 98 yards. So holding him under 100 yards is kind of a tip of the cap there to the Packers defense. Aaron Jones on the ground for the Packers had 18 carries, 108 yards. He had a 53 as his long, if you remember watching that game. Jordan Love, 21 of 34 for 194 yards. He had two touchdowns, also two interceptions. And Brock Purdy for the 49ers, he was chucking it around, 39 attempts, completed 23 of them for 252 yards. Some refer to him as a game manager, Mark. I mean, throwing for over 250 yards in the divisional round, 39 attempts. I don't know if that really chalks up to being a game manager. He was kind of throwing it around with one touchdown, no interceptions, pretty efficient football. George Kittle led the way reception-wise, four receptions, 81 yards to the tight end. He had over a 20-yard average. So Brock Purdy punching his ticket into the championship round. And, I, you know, just looking at the quarterbacks for Championship Sunday, I think a lot of people would put Brock Purdy as maybe, you know, fourth if you're ranking the quarterbacks. Would you put him there, you know, looking forward to this Championship Sunday? How do you rate Brock Purdy and his performance?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't disagree that he's probably the fourth out of all four. I mean, Jared Goff continues to be undervalued, but Jared Goff on the road is a completely different quarterback. So whatever we saw from Jared Goff in two home playoff games, I would expect something dynamically different from what we're going to see from him on the road. That's just the way it's been his entire career. His home road splits have always been pretty dynamic, obviously favoring the home games, and he's going to have a tough environment to go into. And, you know, the weather in San Fran wasn't all that great on Sunday. Maybe that contributed to some of San Francisco's offensive troubles, the fact that they couldn't move the ball the way they wanted to just simply because, well, you know, the conditions weren't great for it. But beyond all that, I would probably say Purdy is four out of four quarterbacks there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jared Goff has been underrated is one way to put it, guys. I mean, what we were talking a couple months ago doing the show, and I think Frank had a stat where Jared Goff, I don't know if it's held up since, but over the last 5 years, the number one quarterback in the NFL against the spread. Good point. He does have a home road dichotomy. He's not going to be playing in Ford Field there, controlled climate. It's going to be outdoors in San Francisco. I will point out, you know, he's a California guy. He played his college ball at Cal Berkeley under Sonny Dykes, and he started as a redshirt freshman, I believe. So right out of the gate, he got a lot of playing time. I guess we could say close to where this game is being played, Berkeley, to where the 49ers in Levi's Stadium. But for whatever reason, he has not been the same quarterback playing outdoors. Mark, I mean, is it something where it would change your handicap? Like you really see, I guess, projecting out Jared Goff to have kind of less production in this game? Is that something you see happening?
I mean, it's against that defense. Again, the 49ers defense did everything I thought they were going to do against the Green Bay offense. I don't think the Lions, again, explain to me how the Lions get to 23 in this game. That's the real issue. The fact of the matter is, I can do the math on how they get to 23, guys. That's not the hard part. The hard part is them actually executing it. It simply boils down to that the 49ers this year, I think, have given up more than 23 points three times. Once to the Bengals in a game where Brock Purdy threw three picks. Once to the Arizona Cardinals in a game where the Arizona Cardinals scored 29 with 13 points in the fourth quarter that were garbage, and San Francisco scored 45. And the other one was where Sean McVay decided to kick a last-second field goal to get from 20 to 23. They don't give up 23 a lot, and this is not a team that I think is equipped on the road to be able to go out there and score 23. This is 49ers defense.
All good points there, Mark. Guys, looking out, you know, at the weather forecast for San Francisco next Sunday, it looks like 68 degrees, moderate winds, so not too, too bad. More on the other side, guys. Don't go anywhere. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Sports Grid, Pro Football Full Circle, Sirius Channel 159, radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. Mark Zeno, at Mark Zeno on Twitter, at Drew Martin Betts, where you can find me, Drew Martin. Guys, we are recapping the games from today in this segment. And next game up here, we have the Tampa Bay Bucks go on the road, short week up against Detroit. 31-23, that was the Lions on top of the Bucks. They cover the -6. And game gets up and over the closing total of 49.5 at FanDuel Sportsbook. So, Mark, this was first game up here on Sunday. What'd you take away from the Bucks going down to the Lions and the Lions cashing a ticket here?
You know, Bucks had a chance, you know, in this game. Look, they kept it close for a half, and you give them a little bit of credit. But like, here's the thing, you know, Baker Mayfield, bad Baker was going to show up the same way bad Joe Flacco showed up when the Cleveland Browns played last week. Like, these quarterbacks that play above their head for 4 and 5 game stretches, then guess what happens? They lay a stinker, because if they were quarterbacks that played at that level for all 17 games of the regular season, guess what? They would have been starting the entire season. Like, they would have had a job, you know, going into the whole thing. I know Baker Mayfield was the kind of de facto starter in Tampa the entire year, but come on. Like, if Tampa had other options, they would have went with it. They had nothing else other than Baker Mayfield at this point. So, bad Baker showed back up today. You know, he missed some throws, threw a couple of picks. I mean, it was, you know, it's just kind of what happens. And there were multiple times in this game I really thought like the Buccaneers had a chance to take control of it. They just never really grabbed it. And you got to give the Lions some credit. They played really well.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, 2 interceptions. One right, you know, at the beginning of the game, it wasn't a very good throw. Didn't get any help from his wide receiver on one of those interceptions. 3 touchdowns, though, for Baker. 26 of 41, 349 yards from the former Oklahoma Sooner there. Jared Goff on the other side of things, 30 of 43. Very efficient football, 287 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And, of course, kind of the matchup handicap here, guys, was going up against this Bucs defense. Todd Bowles, we know they like to blitz a lot. And Jared Goff, you're looking for some kind of under-the-radar stats. When he goes up against pressure, meaning the defense sends 5 or more rushers, so pretty much up against the blitz, he has the most passing yards in the NFL. So look for that going forward against teams that blitz a lot. Rashad White here for Tampa Bay. He led the way through the air, 9 carries for 55 yards. Mike Evans, man, what that guy has been able to do in his career every season, more than 1,000 receiving yards. He led the way for the Bucs. 8 receptions, 147 yards, near a 20 average. He had the touchdown as well. St. Brown led the way for Detroit through the air. 8 receptions, 77 yards. And Jahmyr Gibbs on the ground, 9 carries for 74 yards in the win for Detroit. Guys, we've been doing kind of Frank's Gold segment a little bit. Our producer, Frank, he's always coming in with pretty cool stats to kind of keep in your back pocket here. Dan Campbell, the head coach for the Lions, 36-17 against the spread since 2001, 39-25 against the spread in his career. That is the best coach against the spread since it's been kind of recorded here, ATS stats, going all the way back to 1970. So Dan Campbell's been cashing tickets here. One thing that I took away from a decision Dan Campbell made, being at home kind of as the favorite here, He took the ball. A lot of times you'll see teams kind of defer. It was a kind of like a little bit questioning for me, Mark, because I think it's smarter to defer unless you're on the road and you think your offense can go down and score a touchdown and kind of quiet the crowd and play from the lead. But usually when teams are at home, they tend to defer, so you get the ball first in the second half. I thought that was interesting, but hey, it ended up working out for the Lions. So Dan Campbell here. Are you a big fan of Dan Campbell? It seems like everybody is on one side or the other with him, but the ATS stats don't lie here, Mark.
I mean, sometimes I think he sometimes has more balls than brains when it comes to decisions that he's make. However, I do agree with them taking the ball first, especially at home where they're really good. Like, the Lions are a better team playing with the lead. Their defense isn't real. Their pass defense isn't very good, and it's hard for them to stop people without the other team making mistakes. So I'd rather play with a lead if I'm the Lions. I'd rather take the ball first to put my offense on the field and go score, because that's the better unit of the two, right? Like, the only reason you should, if your offense is that much better than your defense, you put your offense on the field first. Put your better unit on the field first. If you have a better defense, put them on the field first. Like, that's what should predicate the decision of whether you decide to defer or take the ball in the first half.
Guys, we also have trending on X here. And we'll show it now. How did the Bucs personnel not catch this? If you watched it on third down, there was 37 seconds left, and the Bucs could have called a timeout, stopped the game on fourth down, and had about 30 seconds left with the football. And of course, being down 8, it's kind of surprising they did not do this. And of course, we see the tweet there if you're watching Sports Grid here. But Mark, I didn't catch that until Frank texted us both. I went back and kind of rewinded and saw it, but I didn't catch it at first either, man. Did you see this trending on X?
I mean, I didn't see it trending. I get the point of it. I suppose you argue, look, even if you have less than a 1% chance, you take the chance, right? It's a playoff game. Right. It's lose or go home. There's no reason not to. Then again, I don't think very highly of Todd Bowles as a coach, so I'm not surprised that his staff didn't catch this. All that said, yeah, I get what people are saying, but at the end of the day, they end up punting the ball back. And yeah, 30 seconds is enough time to get something crazy to happen, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they still would have had to go down the field, score a touchdown, get the 2-point conversion. But yeah, to Mark's point, I mean, even if it's a 1% chance, you should kind of take it, or else you're going to be sitting at home, which the Bucs will be doing. Again, Baker Mayfield, 26 of 41, 349 yards, did rack up a bunch of yards there, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So we get the Lions moving on here. They'll be playing at the 49ers. And guys, as the show goes on, we'll be breaking that game down in depth here as Jared Goff goes back to his home state in California up against a good 49ers defense. That's going to be a fun one to watch as the odds are just coming out now. So stay tuned for the breakdown. We got the nightcap here on Sunday. This game didn't finish too long ago here, Mark, and it was the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. Marquee matchup here, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. And this came down to the end, 27-24. The game gets up and over, the closing total of 46. Unfortunately for my bankroll, I was on the under. There was some weather. It was cold. There was some wind, but it didn't stop the two teams from scoring enough points to hit this over. Buffalo Bills went off as a 2.5-point home favorite, but they go down outright here to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, 27-24. That was the Chiefs going on the road to Buffalo, getting the win and punching their ticket into Championship Sunday here. Mark, what'd you take away from the Chiefs winning as the dog on the road?
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If a member of the Taliban, a member of Al-Qaeda, and a kicker were all standing on the edge of a cliff, I would push the kicker off. That's what I took away.
Talking about how the game ended, guys, what with about 90 seconds left, it was a decently far field, I believe 47 yards. And again, there was wind, but wide right, which Buffalo Bills fans will remember in this stadium here, Mark. And it kind of ticked up and got them today again, guys. So the Chiefs win it 27-24. Looking at some of the stats here, Patrick Mahomes, 17 of 23, efficient football here, 215 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So his rating 131 there, pretty high. Up against Josh Allen, 26 of 39, 186 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. But Josh Allen also on the ground, guys, 12 carries, 72 yards. Some of those in key opportunities to move the chain, a 6-yard average there. Kincaid led the way, receiving 5 receptions, 45 yards for the Bills. Travis Kelce led the way receiving here for Kansas City, 5 receptions, 75 yards. And Pacheco on the ground, 15 carries, 97 yards. You know, he's not the biggest guy, Mark, but he runs hard on the ground. You can watch him kind of find those holes. He had the touchdown as well. 29 was his long. Edwards-Helaire, 2 carries, 31 yards. Surprised they didn't give the ball to him a little bit more. And really, it comes down to the kicker. You talked about it. Man, it was just a tough one. Tyler Bass, he goes 1 of 2 kicking field goals. So he was 3 of 3 extra points. Harrison Butker, the difference, 2 of 2 from the field goals and hit all 3 of his extra points. So Harrison Butker, hey, can we give him some credit as a kicker? I mean, I guess it was the difference ultimately for the Chiefs.
I'm not going to give him any. I'm not giving credit out for one sole job that you're paid to do. Let's not go here. I'm actually somewhat calm. I don't need to get all up in a rage. I mean, look, despite my Kansas City Chiefs fatigue, and I don't know how, if you watch football, you don't have any, and unless you're a Chiefs fan, like at this point, you know, for some reason I enjoyed watching the Patriots win with Tom Brady. I just don't enjoy watching the Chiefs win with Patrick Mahomes. I can't explain why. I don't have a good answer. I enjoyed every second of watching the Patriots win, except when they played the Giants. So, because I'm a Giants fan.
Does the Taylor Swift aspect bring any kind of extra?
It has nothing to do with it. Again, Patrick Mahomes running around the field tonight, all smiley and happy and joy when he beats the Bills. But the last time he played them, he whined like a little girl because he thought the officials stole
him. I remember that, yeah. Mark Zeno. Drew Martin, guys, we got a short break. More on the other side as we'll start taking a look here towards Championship Sunday. Don't go anywhere. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Pro Football Full Circle. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno, breaking it down, recapping the games, and then going to take a look ahead towards Championship Sunday. Follow Mark on Twitter, at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter, at Drew Martin Betts, at SportsGrid. At Sports Grid TV here, guys. Talking a little bit more about the Chiefs and the Bills. We got a clip here. Chiefs beat the Bills 3 times in the playoffs. Of course, 2021, the Bills lose 38-24 in the conference championship. 2022, Bills lose 42-36 in the divisional round. And then just tonight here, Bills lose 27-24. So it's kind of one of those things, Mark, you know, do the Chiefs have the Bills' number? At least, you know, 3 of the last 4 years, it seems that way. Patrick Mahomes having Josh Allen's number. I don't pin too much on Josh Allen. I thought he played a great game. That Stephon Diggs, I guess, not catching the ball down the field. It was a difficult catch. I think that was the difference in the game. But I some of the sounding alarms here this week are going to be something to the tune of Patrick Mahomes being better than Josh Allen, I would think.
Of course they are, and it's an asinine conversation. They can both be equal. They can both be good. It's not, you know, against the rules. And the point simply is I don't like the way we grade quarterbacks and what's going to happen. But, you know, Josh Allen is one of the top 3 quarterbacks in this league. That's not really up for debate, if you ask me. And what he does for his team and the things that he's capable of doing go well beyond what a lot of other quarterbacks can do. You know, everybody can choose to have their people, and that's fine. You know, I don't think that, you know, anybody's wrong. For my money, Josh Allen is one of the 3 best quarterbacks in the league. For my money, it's crazy as it sounds, Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the league. But, you know, people will tell me I'm an idiot for that.
So, Mark, like, I guess just for the hypothetical here, going into next season, first pick of the draft, you only get him for 1 year. You're picking Josh Allen above Patrick Mahomes or any other quarterback in the NFL?
I would, yeah.
You know, it comes down to rating quarterbacks for me, guys, and it's difficult. You know, do you bring the eye test? I would, you know, because it's not about passing yards. Like, if you're still going off of passing yards and rating quarterbacks, I just find it, you're not doing it right. Like, you see so many offenses in the NFL be able to move the football up and down the field, yet not win games, not score touchdowns. It's what you do in the big plays. Can you extend the play? Are you accurate with the football? Do you not turn the ball over? Can you throw the deep ball with accuracy? That's what it's really about in the big time situations. So both of these 2 quarterbacks were able to do it. Guys, I read a stat at the beginning of the show at the top here, and it was Kansas City today. I mean, when you break down the way that this game went off in terms of the box score, overall it would tell you 78 plays for Buffalo and only 47 for Kansas City. So it's just the amount of time that Buffalo was running had the football in control, offensively, is just pretty ridiculous. I mean, it was 37 in terms of time of possessions for the Bills, and only 22:57 to be exact. So under 23 minutes of possession for Kansas City, and 47 plays. Well, four of those, almost 10%, were kneel downs. One right before halftime, and then three at the end of the game. It's amazing how efficient they were on offense. So really 43 offensive plays if you take out the kneel downs, and they had 21 first downs. They only had four third downs, Mark. I mean, Buffalo couldn't do anything defensively. And now we start looking, kind of projecting forward for the Bills as their season ends. Adam Schefter with a tweet here. The Bills' key free agents this offseason, there's a lot of their defense they're going to lose this offseason, or possibly lose here. Hyde at the safety position, Floyd as a defensive end, Dotson at the linebacker position, Jackson their cornerback. Man, there's a wrap, the other safety here, defensive tackle, Daquan Jones, also Tim Settle, Jordan Phillips, Ford. So pretty much their whole defensive tackle position is going to be possibly leaving Buffalo here. Man, there's a lot of question marks for this Bills team going forward, and a lot of question marks for kind of their front office, their GM, to decide here. I know you're a big fan of Josh Allen. Anything you're projecting out to next season for the Bills in the AFC East?
It's going to be really hard for them to keep this team together. They're going to have to move some salary cap money around. I mean, they were as all in as you can count for any team in the league to go out and win the thing this year. And I think that if they're going to do that, they're going to have to, make some changes. I think they need to make some tweaks, to the roster. And unfortunately, injuries have played a big part in the lack of the Bills' success, because if this defense is completely healthy, I feel like they get a couple of stops today that they didn't get otherwise. Or even if they have Gabe Davis, maybe there's a ball that's caught down the field that other two or three other guys just dropped. But everybody's affected by injuries in football. That can't be the excuse as to why you win or lose. Maybe it's time for Buffalo and Stephon Diggs to part ways. Maybe it's time for them to look in a different direction. I there's a variety of different things that probably need to go on this offseason to try to keep this team at a championship caliber level. But as long as you have Josh Allen, you're going to be okay. And remember, for as much as people want to take a dump on the Bills and everything else and, what happened to them, remember where they came from and who brought them to the position that they were in. When this was a 6-6 team and everybody had counted them out, that they went on a run and won every game the rest of the season and ended up, in an AFC divisional playoff game and won a playoff game last week. They deserve a ton of credit, and Josh Allen deserves a ton of credit for even being where they were, because not many other teams would have been able to survive and get back to what the Buffalo Bills did this year.
All great points. I mean, they won the AFC East, guys, after being 6-6, to Mark's point. The defense, and of course, at this time of the season, like Mark just talked about, injuries are going to be part of it. But, I mean, for your defense to give up, the stats will say 7.7 yards per play, 7.7 yards per play. But keep in mind, almost 10% of the Chiefs' plays were kneel down. So really, they're giving up more than 8 yards per offensive snap. And the Bills were in it. I mean, it's just, man, that defense, they had a lot, and they're losing a lot this offseason. So it's going to be a workaround here for the Bills. They're going to have a tough time keeping players. It might, their time might have passed here. I mean, Mark, if we're projecting out to next season and beyond, do you think kind of this Bills run that we've seen with Josh Allen is past its prime? Do you think the Bills have a possible Super Bowl in their future?
Of course they do. If you got a quarterback at the level of Josh Allen, you always have a possibility of a Super Bowl in your future. I don't think that's debatable. So, I mean, again, they may have to make some tweaks and restructure the roster. But remember, the Indianapolis Colts every year were what the Bills have been for the last 3 or 4 years. A team that could never get over the hump, right? And we talked about, people forget how much we talked about Peyton Manning never being able to beat Brady, never being able to win the Super Bowl, couldn't win the big one. That was a narrative that actually existed about Peyton Manning for a long time, until 2006 when he actually finally won. And by that point in time, Brady already had 3 Super Bowls in his back pocket. So let's just slow down before we count out Josh Allen yet and the Buffalo Bills from winning a Super Bowl. Like, really, the talk is a little premature.
So are you putting kind of Josh Allen, Peyton Manning on the same step, if you will? Is he that good? I mean, good points on Peyton Manning. You know, that there was that narrative. And also, to even go back further, the Tennessee Volunteers won the national championship the year after Peyton Manning left. I felt like that kind of hindered his legacy as well, with them winning it with T. Martin behind center. But you're right. I mean, they had some issues going back really as long as I can remember. And then he got the Super Bowl, and then he won it again with the Broncos. So I don't know his legacy.
I don't think we need to write off Josh Allen and the Bills yet. There's still a lot of his career yet left. As long as he stays in Buffalo for the next 7 to 10 years, they're going to have plenty of opportunities to go win a Super Bowl.
They got that home field advantage as well. It was cool seeing all those Bills fans tailgating, man. Weather didn't keep them from stopping. Saw a couple guys like with literally on fire jumping into those tables. I don't know, man. That just looks like a wild atmosphere there. Actually, one of my neighbors, he's a big Bills fan. He was telling me all about it. He goes up for a game every year. He had his jersey on it like 2 o'clock, by the way, guys. Side note, and beer in his hand. So actually, after the show, I'll try to see if he's out front. Sure, he's not feeling too well about his Bills anyway. But yeah, a lot going on the defensive side for the Bills here, guys. Got a couple minutes left in this segment. Before we get to kind of breaking down Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens, Detroit Lions, San Francisco 49ers, the winner of those two games going to be playing in the Super Bowl, Mark. Anything else you wanted to get out here of the divisional round, kind of like from a glimpse view, anything to take away for sports bettors out there to use finding more winners than losers in the future?
I mean, look, the Niners didn't cover their game against the Packers. Mm-hmm. Won't be surprised to see them blow out the Detroit Lions. Like, they still kind of have that in them, right? Like, there's a reason this number is that big, and my assumption is it only grows bigger as the week grows along. There's not a ton of buyback on the Lions. This thing will get to 7.5 before it gets back to 6.5, if you ask me.
Yeah, maybe a one-way move there is San Francisco. There is a couple 6.5s out there if you're agreeing with Mark, guys. You know, there's only 2 games left, and might as well put a favorable number in your pocket, because it really comes down to the number. And if that thing lands 7 and you got a 6.5, that feels nice to cash one of those tickets. We are seeing the Baltimore Ravens split line here, -3, also -3.5 available. So both of these 2 games right around key numbers. We're going to be breaking them down in depth here, guys. Again, I would probably go back just kind of blimp view in recap with this Kansas City Chiefs offense, how efficient they were, really over 8 yards per play against a banged up Buffalo defense. How are they going to look against the Ravens? That is a pretty big question mark here. We got trending on X again, guys. Chiefs all-pro guard Joe Thurney suffered a pectoral injury during today's game versus the Bills. So that's a big one. Offensive line injuries, how much is that going to affect this Chiefs offense going up against the number one scoring defense in the Ravens? Man, it's a big question mark here, Mark. You know, is this offense going to look as good against the Ravens defense as they did against the Buffalo Bills defense, which, if you go over season-long stats, Mark, this Bills defense was a top-5 defense as well by scoring defense. So, guys, in the next hour, we got a short clip on the other side, but in the next hour, we're going to be breaking down the championship games in depth here as the AFC championship game kicks us off 3 o'clock Eastern on Sunday, January 28th, followed by Detroit and San Francisco for the right to play in the Super Bowl. Court break. We'll be right back. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Pro Football Full Circle right here on SportsGrid, Sirius Channel 158. 159. No, what? Kick it up one, guys. Sirius 159. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno here at almost halftime of the show as we are getting you ready for Championship Sunday. We're going to be breaking down both games in detail. Remember to check out the Sports Grid app, guys. You can follow your favorite hosts here and follow their picks, follow their analysis. Check it out both on Google Play and the Apple Store. The Sports Grid app, guys, right there on your screen. At Mark Zeno, at Drew Martin Betts, at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. Final segment of the first half here, guys. Mark, I heard you talking off camera, man. You might have some NBA action, but I'll throw it over to you for final thoughts of the divisional round. And hey, if you want to throw out some association here for some of the listeners, maybe an early bet on tomorrow's card.
Nah, just looking through the card right now, trying to figure out positions and sides that I may like. But look, the divisional round was really exciting. Three of the four games were close contests that were gave you a lot of entertainment, you know, through at least four quarters of action. I think we're getting at this point. I think it's a fait accompli, in my opinion, that the AFC Championship game is the de facto title game.
AFC. Okay, so Kansas City, Baltimore, not giving too much of a shot here to the Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers. So you would say for futures reasons, look towards the AFC?
That's what I would do, yeah.
Man, I can't wait to break down this Lions 49ers matchup with you, as that will be the nightcap next Sunday, guys. And the number is fluctuating 6.5 or 7. So make sure to shop around there and put the better number for your side of the bet in your pocket. And we are seeing Kansas City and Baltimore, again, right around a key number. These odds makers putting it right next to those threes and those sevens. It's where these games land a lot of the time, particularly this time of year in the NFL. So we are breaking them down in detail on the other side. Hour number two, starting now. Stay with us. Sports Grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.